Hi, this is Dion Fillion. It's the 10th of November today, and this is feedback on the Imbizo, the mayoral IDP Imbizo for the Kwadukuza municipality. The first one, which was held last night at the Salt Rock Library on the 9th of November. In this series, there will be a further five voice recordings on the various departments, to give you feedback on those specific departments. The meeting started promptly at 6 o'clock. There was a delegation from DOCRA made up of Don Forbes, Hans Berusa, and myself, Dion Fillion. And it was quite well attended. Social distancing and masks, sanitizer and temperatures, and there were about 20 chairs set out, but I think in total there must have been, by the end of the meeting, about 30 people. The meeting lasted for a good 2 hours. It again was very well chaired by the mayor. She is a very strong chairperson, and that was appreciated by all. Maybe frustrates some people, but was appreciated by all. We had Privy Macon there, who is our ward councillor for Ward 22. I learned last night that when they talk about us, they talk about Cluster F to include some of the other wards as well. But we're very blessed with a active ward councillor in Privy, who assisted the mayor in getting things organized. Also present was Zafika Ngubane, who we now know quite well, who is the person responsible for the IDP. And then the various executive directors of the five departments or five divisions that did a presentation there last night. It's very clear that the presentations are geared and focused to the specific audience and whatever is relevant for that audience. As we know, there are 29 wards in KDM, and over the next 2 weeks there would be close on 29, if not 29, of these imbizos that are happening, you know, all over Kwadukuza. Next week on the 17th is the one at the Belita Library for the Belita area, and I'm sure that would be well attended as well. We also had Tommy from Ward, I think he's from Ward 20. Also DA councillor present. I didn't see Tammy, but she could have been there and present as well. We discovered realized that Shlongwane, who heads up economic development and planning, seems to be quite a senior spokesperson on behalf of KDM. And is also involved in a variety of projects, which he is also very approachable, and I think is a very good contact and a good network for DOCRA, because he can put us in touch with a lot of people and a lot of the specific issues. One of the main issues that DOCRA had last night, which was raised actually prior to the meeting, the mayor arrived early as well as the DOCRA, is the fact that we haven't had any responses from the KDM community, or not significant responses. There are two departments that we regularly get responses from, and that's finance and civil engineering. But we have been struggling to reach some of the other departments, as well as the municipal manager, and then in particular when we escalate things to the mayor. DOCRA printed, I think it's a total of about 11 emails that we haven't had responses to. We printed those emails and handed them over to the mayor, asking why these emails are not being responded. The mayor was, Mayor Govender was most embarrassed by that. You could see that, took it quite seriously, apologized profusely, issues around computers and tablets, and she tried to look up the emails, couldn't find them on her system. and reiterated her commitment that she does want to cooperate and talk with us and get our support on a number of issues. The upshot of that is that she started taking photographs of those emails immediately, sending them on to the various responsible departments with a note to follow up on, and also gave me a commitment to send a comprehensive list of all the executive directors, the emails and telephone numbers that we can communicate with them in the future, gave us the email address of a PA who filters her emails, and will advise the PA that any emails from DOCRA has to get priority. Also shared her personal mobile number with me, so we now have re-established a much stronger contact. I could see that her embarrassment and discomfort was definitely palpable. She also makes very copious notes, quite extensive, which gives everybody a sense of comfort, and clearly keen on action, as she issued instructions in front of the meeting to various executive directors to report back to her on some of the issues that were raised, and so on. So I feel quite comfortable that we have rekindled and re-established our network with certainly with the mayor, and that we would certainly be getting more feedback from there. Overall comments is that I think there's a lot of planning that gets done in the various departments. There's good intent. There's certainly an awareness of issues. There's no doubt about that. I don't think we could raise any issue that they weren't aware of or are thinking of or are busy planning to resolve. But that is where the problem lies. That they may be aware and they may have the plans, but the implementation of the solutions is where the problem lies. So it lies in operations. No doubt exacerbated by COVID-19 and quite possibly also the bad weather that we've had, not the bad weather, the consistent rain that we've had lately. So also the winter was quite cold, and that affected water delivery, for example. So there are some extenuating circumstances. However, as we well know, delivery and service delivery and actual implementation or operations, by whatever name it may go, is where our problem lies. And that is where we've got to keep on putting pressure and using our influence. It's very evident that the constant questions and reminders do get registered, do make the executive directors very uncomfortable, and they have to be there to address the audience. So it's not enjoyable for them. But work such as it's in process, it's being tendered, or it's being scoped, or it's being planned, or it will be implemented. Those are the kinds of terms that one hears at a meeting like this very often. Although it was an IDP meeting and the presentations were largely of a capital nature, a lot of the questions and a lot of the debate has been around actual service delivery, maintenance of roads, streetlights, and so on, which I'll report on later, as well as electricity department services. So those are, the areas where most of the discussion started revolving around, rather than IDP and email. I know that there is a relationship between the two. However, the discussion wasn't purely just about the IDP. Obviously, the IDP is currently being prepared. It's in the final year of the IDP plan. Just to talk about the IDP, that comes from the spatial development plan that's been approved for the greater Kwadakuza area. And then from that, a five-year plan is drawn out, which becomes the IDP plan, which runs from mayoral election or municipal election to municipal election. And as we know, there's an election next year. So we're in the fifth and final year of the current five-year IDP plan, Once the IDP plan is then approved, from there a budget is developed for the following year, which will then include items of a capital nature. Of concern, overall comment, is that we know that the capital budget always gets underspent, as well as the maintenance budget. So that's been going on for a number of years. It may be discussed, agreed, planned, and eventually get into the budget. And once it's in the budget, a good 20 or 30 or 40% of those budgets are quite often not implemented. DOCRA will try and attend a number of the other MBIZAs as well, certainly the ones in our Dolphin Coast area. We have tried to attend some of the other MBIZAs in the past. They're not often held in English, so that becomes a bit of a problem. And also, they're not on issues that are relevant to our Dolphin Coast community, so there are other issues. With our contact with Zafika and Gubane, however, as I did last year, we will obtain copies of all the presentations of all the different departments and make them available on our website. Once again, a overall very good meeting. I think robust is probably the right descriptor for the meeting, and DOCRA has been recognized as the Active Residents and Ratepayers Association, there was a lot of, or quite a few other requests or complaints raised. Quite a few from the Sheffield Beach community around the road failures that they have in that specific area, quite rightfully, and what that is resulting in other roads being excessively used. So there was quite a bit of discussion there, quite a bit of discussion on performance management and consequence management, and then a very vociferous discussion around potholes and damage to cars and so on. What I've learned from it is, yes, there is a space for being aggro and attacking. It does get some attention. It doesn't lead to any constructive networking, though. It builds more barriers than opens doors. And I'm very pleased that the DOCRA approach of constantly dripping away and staying in touch, building a network, influencing decisions, asking questions, offering participation and support where we can, is definitely the right approach, and certainly the more sustainable one, the one that can make the biggest impact in the long term. Aggressive and aggro approach does definitely build some barriers. This is the end of my overview of what had transpired last night, and I will now be doing a series of these clips on the different topics. Thank you very much.